Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, on to accountability. Boys, how do you feel you went on the tips?
It's not well. Didn't go well in much this week.
Tipping's a nightmare this year. I don't know do you say that every year, but I feel like this year is a genuine nightmare.
I don't go in them anymore, tipping comps, for this reason.
Yeah, you know why? Because if you're in a workplace, there's a person that literally has never watched a game of rugby league in their life and flips a coin and goes, boop, 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 and they win.
It's good fun when I was a teacher.
Oh.
Be the only one watching the games and never get anything right. It was mad.
Put it this way. In the NRL.com tipping comp, there's a quarter of a million people, and my girlfriend, who last year didn't know what shape of you play with in rugby league, what shape of ball it is coming 10th in the world.
10th?
10th in the world.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What? Maybe she'll take your spot, bro.
She's been calling that for the last week.
Jesus, that is outrageous. Well, like, we know nothing about rugby league. We talk each week.
She's 10th in the world. He must have told me 3 times on the weekend that she was coming first out of the Rabbitohs. Like, yeah. That was more impressive.
Yeah.
So she's winning the Rabbitohs fan.
Yeah, there's 16,000 Rabbitohs fans. She's first. And she's, about 10th in the entire.
That is insane. Anyway, accountability brought to you by Sportsbet. Currently, they've got a share a bet. Basically, if your mate puts on a multi and you want to ride it with them, you can, without having to manually put it in yourself. You can now share the bet with a tap of a button and your mate can copy it straight into their bet slip. Share the bet, copy the bet with Sportsbet. As always, guys, gamble responsibly. Don't go crazy. Only punt what you can afford to punt because you win some, but you lose more. And, just treat it more as a bit of fun rather than spending too much money, guys. But thank you so much to Sportsbet, partners of Bloke. We are absolutely – they've been fantastic, so supportive of Bloke since we've joined forces, and we really, really appreciate it. And look, let's be honest, they are number one, guys. They've got the best app, they've got the best odds with the best promos. So thank you to Sportsbet, but let's get into our accountability. Eels defeat Panthers, 17-16. We all went Panthers. We all went Panthers. Eels got the job done, and the Eels were paying $3.25. A few thrifty punters could have made a bit of coin on that one. So that's 0-1 for everyone. We all went Storm versus Tigers. It was looking dicey there for a bit. Storm defeat the Tigers 24-12. We all went Broncos versus the Dolphins. Broncos won 18-12. But Dolphins' performance was one of the most courageous performances I've seen in a very long time. Cowboys defeat the Titans. I went Cowboys. Guru went Titans.
Jeez, I thought I was home in the 20-minute mark.
Oh, wow.
I was very close to early crowing on that one.
Timmy went Cowboys. Matty went Cowboys. So at the moment, it's myself, Timmy, and Maddie. We're ahead. South defeat Manly 13-12. Fuck off, Maddie. You didn't pick that because you thought about it. You picked it because of your bias. Bullshit. So Maddie's ahead right now because myself, Guru, Timmy, we all picked Manly. Warriors defeat Bulldogs. Fuck! I went Bulldogs. Everyone else went Warriors. So now at the tippity top, it's Timmy, I think. Timmy and
Maddie's got me by one.
Yeah, Maddie's got you by one.
Because of the bunnies.
Knights defeat Raiders. We all went Raiders. Maddie went Knights. What? Is your missus doing your picks, your dog?
Yeah, she is.
Jesus. Sharks defeat Dragons. We all went Sharks. So that goes Maddie 7 from 8. Timmy, 5 from 8. Me, 4 from 8. Guru, 4 from 8. What the hell? They say we know a bit about footy. That's a load of shit,
Guru. I love how the first week that we actually tally up all the numbers for how people went was the week that Maddie won it.
Finally did his job. We've been doing this for 4 weeks now. He did his job fucking once.
I will say, I did go last night to tally up all of them just so I could do a big leaderboard. I didn't get to it, but I did recognise that it's been 4 weeks and we've all won one each.
I was about to say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
We should like have some kind of bet on the line in regards to like who ends up winning, if you know what I mean. Anyway, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get to punch Maddie in the face or something.
I'll do that if I lose, win, whatever.
That's brought to you by Sportsbet. Accountability brought to you by Sportsbet. If you're going to have a punt, do it responsibly, but you've got to do it with Sportsbet. They're number one. They're the big dogs, and they're supporting us, so support them, guys. Thank you to Sportsbet. Number one in the business, baby, just like bloke. Now, let's get to our team of the week. At number one, I had Lockie Miller. Number two, I had Taruva. 3, Stags. 4, I had Jesse Ramian, even though Maddie has written Jesse Hines there. Ramian at 4.
Okay, sorry, my bad. I meant to write, you know, don't worry, continue.
At 5, I had Greg Marju. At 6, oh, I don't know, Cody Walker or Tom Dearden. Oh man. I'll go Tommy Dearden. 7, Nico Hines. 8, RCG. 9, Brendan Hands. 10, Tino. 11, Eli Katoa. 12, David Ford. Jazz Tavunga at 13. Sean Johnson at 14. Jared Wallace at 15. 16, Johnny Bertman. And 17, Tommy Gilbert.
I went for Reece Walsh at fullback. Kiraz on one wing. Marshy on the other side. I went with Ramian and Gagai in the centres. Cody Walker in the 6, Nico Hines 7, Tino with Payne Haas up front. Hands got 9 in my spot as well. Imagine if anyone would have predicted that. Hands going.
Oh, Haas was supposed to be on my bench.
Oh, Haas.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all good.
My back row, I went for Feeder and I went Hosking. Hopgood at 13, then I went Miller, Fodawaker. I thought Fodawaker was unbelievable. Looks like he's wound about the clock now.
Hosking's was great.
Hosking's was unreal.
You can't, like, we've been talking about that spot. Anyway, we'll get to it. Sorry, mate.
Fodawaker, Olakuatu, and Jackson Ford, who I thought was tremendous.
Shit. My bench might change, actually, now. Timmy?
Walsh at fullback, Kiraz and Khan Pereira on the wing. When the night centres, actually, Best and Gagai, I thought, had big games yesterday. Cody Walker at 5'8", with Nico Hines, Tino and Fanua Blake at prop, Brendan Hands at 9, Dave Fifita and Hosking in the back row with Jermaine Hopgood. Bench went SJ just over Mitchie Moses as the utility, Eli Katoa, Britton Nikera and Payne Haas.
Yeah, I think I might make a couple of changes, if I'm being honest. I think
hot field this week.
It is a hot field. Tommy Dearden, he was just courageous. He was a battler. He battled what I love. But Cody Walker, those 2 tries he scored.
It was a hot field, but not so much in the key positions, I found. Like, I thought fullback.
Except for Nico.
Yeah, except for Nico. Even like 5'8", there were some good plays, but I thought fullbacks, hookers and locks, there was no real standouts this week.
I thought Lockie Miller was really good yesterday. I thought that was his best game in the row.
I had him in, and then I'm just trying to remember.
He made an error at the end?
He let a couple of bombs bounce, and he did something else. Maybe missed a tackle or something. That I can't remember, but I wiped him late.
He let it bounce, and then Jackie Whiten fucking took his head off.
Yeah.
And then there was another one where he dropped the ball and grounded it with his torso, I think. But I thought he was really good.
He was awesome, yeah. I had him for about 65 minutes from memory.
Without him, there's no way the Knights get close to winning that game. Like, I thought he was outstanding. I mean, well, maybe they do, but he was a key factor in their victory. That team of the week is brought to you by Bloke Beer. IGA Plus Liquor is currently robbing me blind with a $50 case of beer. So get into your IGA Plus Liquor in every single New South Wales. Also, we're in hundreds of stores across the Eastern Seaboard. So you've got Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, ACT. We're in hundreds of stores, guys. So get in your local. We are the beer of rugby league. No other beer loves footy like us. You guys know that. No other beer sits here for 4 hours and bloody talks about footy. Ooh, I say 4 hours, more like 30 hours a week pretty much, and talks about footy and loves footies like we are. So grab a beer, enjoy the footy. Our new mid-strength is absolutely flying off the shelf, so make sure to give that a try. Now let's get into our big news. We'll go through this quickly, guys. I'm not surprised about this at all. Roosters have confirmed Suoli'i will leave at the end of 2024, $1.6 million a year. We spoke about this at the live show. I'll give my thoughts quickly. A lot of people are saying, well, why would he just automatically go to rugby union? I think it's I think there's it's kind of like the Sonny Bill Williams situation where if he goes to another club, I can see the Roosters saying, then there's no home for you here. Like, maybe. Again, this is all just an assumption. Like, but I can see the Roosters going, you're either with, if you're in the NRL, you're with us and we'll always take care of you. If you go in another club, we can't guarantee that in a few years we'll take you back. Whereas this way, he goes away, he has a couple years to build up for the World Cup, and then he plays in the World Cup, and if he wants to come back, he can almost, that'll almost perfectly line up with, we'd say Tedesco will be retired by then. Then he can come back, the Roosters will have money. That's if Joey Marnie doesn't slot into that fullback role, which, I mean, Roosters always have so many gun players. And that's where they can go, all right, Suoliti, come home. You've enjoyed your time in Rugby World Cup. And the good thing for Suoliti is, if he goes now and gives himself as much time as possible before the World Cup, if he goes and kills it, because, you know, just rocking up and thinking you're going to kill it. I know people like to put shit on rugby union or whatever, but it's a worldwide big game that it's not just as simple as rocking up and killing it. There are plenty of leagues that have gone there and haven't gone great, like that have played union before. And so give him a few years to get ready. If he kills in the World Cup, the money that will be offered to him internationally will be absolutely obscene. So it's, I think Suoliti has set himself up perfectly for his career, and I think we'll see something. Will he achieve what Sonny Bill did? Probably not, because he's not with the All Blacks. But I do think we'll see a similar-ish kind of... Yeah, I don't think he'll become a boxer or anything. A similar-ish kind of path, I think.
Yeah, I agree on the vast majority of that, mate. I think the Roosters would have said, you're either, if you're in the NRL, you're in Bondi, or you're not. Simple as that. So I was expecting him to go to Union, as we all were. I probably didn't expect it to happen this early, but you made a good point pre-show that is it that early, realistically? I mean, for when he's signing. And I completely agree with you. I think that Suoliti could walk into Super Rugby tomorrow and do really well. But he's not going there to do well in Super Rugby. He's going there to win a World Cup, to beat South Africa, to beat the All Blacks, whoever the hell's going well in World Rugby right now. And from the little I watch, I don't think the Wallabies are on that level at the moment. So got work to do, and he's got some... He's probably going to need all the time he can. I mean, when he's moved to fullback in league, he's been good, but I'm sorry, he hasn't been outstanding.
He's been a good ball runner.
Been a good ball runner.
Yeah.
But we already knew that. Like, yeah. We haven't really learned anything that we didn't know already. So I think he has got... plenty of work to do still, but I think he can achieve so much over there.
Timmy?
I wish the Raiders were in a position to do that, Guru, and just be like, if you're in the NRL and you leave this club, you're not coming back to minus five winters. Like, you're at the Raiders or you're gone. You're dead to us. Suoliti, I like that he got on the front foot early with it. He hasn't left the Roosters in the lurch by, at the end of 2023, dragging this out and dragging his name through the media. You know, they can make plans around this going forward. Like, he's still so young, Suoliti, so he doesn't need the extra pressure of contract talk the next 2 years and put to bed this crap about him taking over at fullback from James Tedesco and all that crap media beat up around all that. I think it's great. Good luck to him for probably a dream of his, I dare say, to go and try and play in a Rugby World Cup. The fact that he's given himself, he'll get two full seasons of union before trying to win a place in this Wallaby squad. I think that there have been players in the past, Tuivasa Sheku, sort of on the cuff of the All Black squad and gets games here and there, but he was an absolute, I mean, he was essentially the Dalian medal winner, wasn't he, when he left? Pretty close to it. That, and I know the All Blacks are a bit different to the Wallabies, but very hard, as you said, Kempy, you can't underestimate and think, oh, it's soft, league players will go and walk into the national side. It doesn't work like that. So he's given him 2 years to achieve it and achieve the goal of obviously playing in the World Cup. So good luck to him, mate. I'd love to have him back in the future, but if not, you know, he's made his decision.
I'll tell you what's unbelievable. Like, he's 19 right now. He could be back in league and still play nine seasons.
I know. It's super smart from him. Like, people, you know, might get upset about it if you're a NRL loyalist or whatever, but come on, this kid has plenty of time. Let him go and... Like, I saw there was an article saying that he should be banned from New South Wales selection. And I was like,
goodness.
I was like, he's going to play for Australia. Like, what? He's representing us, just in a different sport. Like, are we more loyal to rugby league than our country? Like, let's be loyal to our country first, and then everything after that comes. He's representing Australia. He's representing us.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
He should be eligible for selection.
And,
you know.
And Kimby, if they did that and banned him from the Blues for the next 2 years, whatever it might be, he would have dragged this out to the very end so he could play Origin the next 2 years and then would have landed on there. Yeah. So that's such a horrible thing.
Yeah, so anyway, congratulations to Ali. As I said, if he kills in the World Cup, the money that will be thrown at him from like Japanese rugby, European rugby, this big, good-looking, marketable superstar, it'll be obscene. Like, there's a world, if he goes and kills it in the World Cup, where he might get offered nearly $2 million a year from some huge clubs. So he set himself up. It's smart.
The other thing is, it'll go over and play a bit of union. I don't know what position he'll slot in. He can play anywhere in the back line, obviously. Mm. He's a gun. Could do wonders for his ball playing as well, coming back to the NRL, hopefully coming back to the NRL, I should say, as a fullback. He's going to come back.
There's one thing I was really surprised with, the development of Israel Folau's ball playing when he was over there. Something that when he left, I sort of went, I don't know if he's got it in him.
Yeah.
But he like as much as we never saw him come back, we do see Suoli comes back. It'd be unreal.
Yeah, absolutely. So, congratulations.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.